Penguin Random House Audio presents A Small Indiscretion by Jan Ellison, read for you by Kate Mazur. Nothing looks so like innocence as an indiscretion. Oscar Wilde. London, the year I turned 20. I wore a winter coat, the first I'd ever owned. A man's coat, purchased at a second-hand store. I wore it every day, along with a silk scarf tied around my neck, imagining I looked arty or sophisticated. Each scarf cost a pound, and I bought them from an Indian woman who kept a stall in the tube station at Victoria, where I caught my train to work. They were thin, crinkled things, not the sort of scarves that ought to be worn to work in an office or that offered any protection against the cold. But I could not resist them. Their weightlessness and soft, faint colors. The money I spent on them, and the habit I adopted of wearing a different one each day, seems to me now a haphazard indulgence, an attempt to prove that I was the kind of girl capable of throwing herself headlong into an affair with her boss, a married man twice her age, and escaping without consequence. "Church," he said, the morning I arrived at the address the woman at the agency had printed out on a card. "Malcolm Church." He extended his hand, and right away I was struck by a certain contradiction in him. The impressive height and mass of him, in opposition to his stooped shoulders, his hesitant manner, his unwieldy arms and legs. He had a square face, and round brown eyes, and brown hair streaked with gray. But his feet